So, Father, we just welcome you today into our lives. We thank you for your glory. We seek your glory over our lives. We seek your abundance over our lives. We seek the fruit of your Spirit over our lives and in our lives, through our lives and by our lives. We seek to give you praise and honor and glory for everything you are and everything you are to us, Lord. You are a great and wonderful God, and we worship and praise and exalt your name. You are holy, and Lord, you are righteous altogether. There's none your equal. But Lord, you have made us in your image, and you have predestined us to conform to the image of your Son, Jesus, so that we would be a mirror image of his likeness. Everything he is like is what we want to be, Lord. We are in your sight that way, Lord, but we want to live it out, Lord. So we turn our attention to you, to your dominion over our lives. We thank you for the loving kindness that you show us every day and every moment of every day, Lord. You are so good to us, and we just acknowledge that, Lord. We thank you that you are God over our lives, that you are God in our lives. You made all the heavens and the earth and everything in them, visible and invisible, and in you all of them consist. But you take notice of us every moment, and you know every hair on our heads. You know us that intimately, Lord. And we want to know you that intimately, Lord. We want to know how you think, how you feel, everything that you desire, everything that pleases you. We want to do it, Lord. We want to serve you. We want to be like you. We want to imitate the things of God. So, Lord, let us align ourselves with your word today. And you work in us, Lord, all your perfect will. We dedicate ourselves to that end. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ for your power to flow through our members, to flow through our mind and renew our mind. Give us clear thinking that is like holiness and righteousness and purity, goodness, godliness. Let us be devout, not just in words, Lord, but also in actions and words, Lord. Let us follow you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let us obey you from the heart, Lord. It's not about being a good boy, Lord. It's not being like a good, just trying to obey you in vain religion, Lord. It's about trying to please you and seeking your face and knowing you and doing that which makes you happy in your heart, Lord, just like we want to be happy in our hearts. So, Lord, we serve you with gladness in our hearts. We give our lives willingly to you. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices unto you, Lord. And we thank you for that honor, Lord, for that privilege. The world doesn't have that privilege, Lord. We have that privilege. We have the privilege of being the sons of God. And so, Lord, we want to live up to that calling and that opportunity that you've given us by Jesus Christ dying for us. We thank you for that, Father. Let that sacrifice that Jesus paid not be in vain in any one of our lives today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. So let it be. We all pray. Amen and amen.